News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 4:26 p.m., getting down to the end of the day. I got to tell you, I just looked over on Twitter, surfed through to make sure there was nothing new, and I found two things that related to the storyline I've been running today. So number one was this. I'm loving the fact that now the truckers can't honk their horns, so they're doing things like flashing their lights. I think they're singing the national anthem for Canada, and it looks like they're having a festival out there. It is scary. It's scary for Trudeau. It's scary. The other thing I just saw was I was talking about civil disobedience, and lo and behold, I mentioned Loudoun County Schools a while ago, and the kids bringing affidavits. I just found a video of it. I didn't realize that they brought in stacks and stacks and stacks. They had kids come in and carry them into the school board meeting while parents were clapping and, you know, and that kind of thing. And the school board is sitting up there, each one of them safely ensconced in their plexiglass foxholes, wearing their facial body armor, fighting that good fight for liberty, you know, resisting the very idea that kids could come close to their desks. It was just kind of gross to watch. I'm embarrassed for them. But we're going to move to the next section of the Triple Dipper here. I'm going to spend some time as we close out the show. This is going to be the second time this week I've not gotten to all three. I'm pretty sure I'm going to save the war on woke for tomorrow. But number two on the Triple Dipper is aiding and abetting in the war on drugs. If you aid and abet the enemy in war, that's considered a crime, right? Aiding and abetting in the drug wars, I mean, how does that work? Well, what if you basically, as a government leader, prop up the drug community? You give them what they need to perpetuate drugs. Copper, you got clip two ready? You good with that? I think we got time. I'm gonna tell you what. Highlight it when you're ready, Copper. If you think you can get to it right now, but yeah, okay, you good? Let's see if we can get this in. This is Senator Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, talking about the fact that the Biden administration is going to be giving out free crack pipes. You heard me. Play the clip.
Bill, there are almost not words in English. The Biden administration, they just keep on rocking it in the free world. I mean, every single day reality calls and the Biden administration just hangs up. I don't think when moms and dads lie down at night in America and can't sleep, they're worried about clean injection sites and sterile crack pipes. The issue, Mr. President, is crime. The issue, Mr. President, is how to stop it, not how to encourage it. Now, why has crime gone up? I know it's complicated, but I'll tell you a big reason. Wokeism now runs in the Democratic family. It practically gallops. And most, not all, but most of our large urban areas are run by woke Democrats.
And it's exactly right. And as he moves forward in his clip, he talks about the fact that the Biden administration handing out clean crack pipes is not the way you curtail drug use. When I come back, I'm going to tell you this story a little more. For those of you who hadn't heard it yet, it's probably going to boggle your mind. Some of the go-home traffic out there on 565 may start swerving as I tell this story. Stay tuned. You're going to like this one. Aiding and abetting in the drug wars. What's that like? Phil Williams. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio solid conservative and just plain right. Time now 4:54 p.m. It has been a beautiful day outside, and I hope you guys have a safe drive home. Listen, thank you for making us a part of your lives, and I got to tell you, there's other people out there that are sort of a part of the Right Side family. Those sponsors, those people that join us as team members. If you want to advertise on Right Side, let me just say this right up front. You need to contact Right Side directly because we actually have advertising inventory of our own. And if you want to make sure you're advertising on this show because you like the things we stand for and the way we present it, then make sure you contact us. All you got to do is go to our rightsideradio.org website. rightsideradio.org. Click on the contact tab, and you'll find exactly what it says you need to do to get in touch with us to make sure that your business is advertised as one of our team members right here on Right Side. One of those who did that very thing, somebody who I'm really glad to have part of the Right Side family, is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, the locally owned, owner-operated, veteran-owned small business. James Vandergrift, the guy that owns Vandy's, is a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, which I really appreciate. Well, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas, right? And what I keep saying is they're like a one-stop shop because they do all of it. The repairs, the installation, the maintenance, gas or electric, doesn't matter. And they're open, y'all, open 6 days a week. So if you have the heat or air go out on a Friday night, Saturday they can still be there. And they pride themselves on not trying to upsell you on things you don't need. In fact, they'll come out and give you a free estimate. So here's the deal. If you want quality HVAC work, then call Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning today at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, well, listen, I'm wrapping up the show, and I've been doing this thing about aiding and abetting in the drug wars. You know, in a wartime situation, if you are aiding and abetting the enemy, it ain't good, all right? Aiding and abetting the enemy is literally a crime. Well, I've got different communities here that I've been pushing back on these needle exchanges, and so right now I told you about the Biden administration giving out free crack pipes. About in San Francisco, where they've set up special zones where you can do your drugs without fear of reprisal. And the needle exchanges in Asheville, North Carolina, Federal Way, I think South Carolina, Charleston, West Virginia. It's awful. I got a caller on line one. Let me grab that before I run out of time. Clay from Madison. Hey, Clay. Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, Phil. Hey, I just wanted to give you, on battlefield analysis, one of the things you look for is what's the long-term goal of the enemy as they're coming at you. And so I know you would understand this. So look at what are the liberals doing? What are the Democrats doing? What is their long-term goal? And I think almost everything that they try and do ultimately has the goal of controlling some activity, some group of people, some entity, so that they can push their more liberal influence onto others. And I just wanted to pass that on to you tonight, and you have a good evening. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Clay, great analysis, and yes, you're right. And I think that if we do the bomb damage assessment on some of this, you'll find that that's exactly what's been happening. They do perpetuate their ability for control, and I think in the end, too, what they're also trying to do is to basically break down the norms of our society and change it into something, more along their notions, which – do not match up to the vast majority of society, by the way. Totally agree. Great call, Clay. Here's the deal, folks. Let me do this story. So I'm looking at a story right now off of ComoNews.com. Small town called Federal Way. All right, Federal Way City Council is saying enough's enough. They got a needle exchange in their community. They say it's like, okay, the state sponsored this needle exchange thing, but it's not being managed well. So they had one Federal Way woman who posed as a drug user, and she went there to see what would happen, and they gave her 100 free needles and sent her on her way. It was just a mill. You have Asheville, North Carolina. Asheville, North Carolina is saying that literally they are seeing crime rates go up where the needle exchange programs are. You got literally another one here, Charleston, West Virginia, where the mayor is saying, listen, enough is enough. Our neighborhoods are finding needles on the streets because you keep giving them out, and people come from, he said, from 190 different zip codes to be able to get free needles, and they stay here and they rob us to perpetuate their fix. All right, folks. Aiding and abetting in the war on drugs. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be back here tomorrow at 2. Copper and I both. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Y'all have a great night.